Move to approve the list of 2020 to 2021 certificated tenured contracts as presented in the amount of $8,114,252.71.
Thank you, Kelly. Bianca, can you call the roll, please?
Kelly Bell?
Yes.
Katie Oliver?
Yes.
Judy Carson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
And with that, the Kodiak Island Borough School District's certificated tenured teachers can breathe a sigh of relief, knowing that they will have jobs next fall. Alaska school districts tend to get caught in an annual ritual of sending out pink slips and then rehiring teachers once the Alaska legislature finalizes the state's budget. Sometimes that doesn't happen until well past the time that schools are required by law to approve their budgets for the next school year. School Superintendent Larry Ledoux says the school board and administration have made it a goal to provide stability for teachers amid state budget cuts and financial insecurity in Juneau. Ledoux has stated a number of times that the pink slip drama is very stressful for everyone involved and that local teachers deserve better. In all, the tenured certificated teacher salaries total a little over $8 million. The school board met for a business-only meeting last night, which included approving several bids for school improvements. One item included contracts for a new networking system for the schools, including voice-over internet phones. These nearly $1 million technical upgrades are intended to provide better communications, especially during a crisis situation. Also, in the interest of better school security and safety, a number of local schools will be getting new fencing. Projects include the Chiniac Playground in Peterson Elementary, as well as the Pre-K Playground, East Elementary, North Star, and the Middle School. The combined contracts for the fencing are less than $100,000. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.